A lot of people are getting kind of close and comfy within AI. Some feel they don't really need friends anymore because they have the best friend in chat who always supports, always listens, always is available, and always gives you also a little bit of a, you know, ego boost because it's flattering and it's, you know, something that doesn't really contradict. Some people feel like that the AI can replace any kind of mental health support. So with the rise of coaching bots and mental health apps and other AIs, they feel much more comfortable to ask their psychological questions that AI than going and asking for help, a therapist or a coach. So the question is really in the future, it's possible that the AI will be able to replace therapists or coaches? And the answer is absolutely not. Just as much as Google cannot replace the ability of a doctor to diagnose, AI will never be able to replace a coach or a therapist. And I'll tell you exactly why. First of all, there is something about the human connection. When you are seen by someone, when you're listened to by someone, when you have the feeling someone is present with you as you're going through these challenges, there is something that happens that makes you feel automatically more comfortable. It makes you feel more safe. And that is a starting point of a coaching or a therapist relationship, that feeling of, I can be safe, I can open up, I can also trust that this person sees me, doesn't judge me, and believes in me. And that is, you know, something that I feel is hard to really replicate with a computer. The AI doesn't have any lived experience. It doesn't have a memory. It doesn't really have any kind of years of life to go back to. It doesn't really know what feelings are. It knows a concept, but it never has experienced itself. So when clients come to me and they tell me about their anxieties, their panic attacks, their obsessive behaviors, I know exactly what this feels because I all had it myself. So I can empathize directly. I know what they're going through. And I know, because I went through this journey myself, that there is something that they can have really as a hope to hold on to, that they also can overcome and heal these emotional challenges. And AI cannot give this to you because all the words that you're typing in or speaking in are simply just words that it's computing, but it's not necessarily translated in anything real, in anything lived. So that's a really big difference already between the AI and a therapist or coach. An AI can also only see what you are telling it. It can only look at a situation through your perspective. So an analogy would be, you are sitting in a hole and you're describing to the AI, man, I'm sitting in the hole. It's really dark. It's damp. I don't know how to get out of this, but it doesn't feel really good. So that's all the AI knows. And that's, you know, the perspective you give it. Now, a coach or a therapist is outside of the hole. It can look down into the hole and it can understand and empathize, but it can also help you to have a different perspective, to show you the way, to be of a whole different guidance, because it doesn't buy into, a therapist or a coach doesn't buy into that whatever you're dealing with right now will always be like this. It actually knows that there are ways to overcome this challenge, to get out of this hole. And that holding the space and that belief is something that requires a therapist or a coach to not go down in the hole with you, but really stay outside and reach down and help you get out. Now, thirdly, an AI also is usually not challenging you. You know, this is one of the things that I find so important in a coaching relationship, that you are challenged, that you are asked, you know, are you sure that what you're telling me here is correct? Is it really how, you know, these things happened? You know, often when we are in a therapeutic situation, you know, there is, of course, at the beginning, you know, an intake. Sometimes the intake takes, you know, 2 or 3 hours just to really fully understand what a person's life looks like. And during this time, I often ask deeper questions, because we all have our stories, right? We all just, you know, have, you know, kind of the pitch of how we like to see ourselves, how we like to frame our past. And usually no one really asks us any more questions about that. And certainly not the AI, because the AI only takes whatever you say as face value. So when you ask deeper questions, you know, you already see that some of the veneer of that story is cracking. You know, example would be that someone comes to me and says, you know, don't talk to me about my childhood. It was really fine. My parents were super supportive. There was no trauma. I had really missed out on nothing. I was given all the opportunities in the world. And you think, wow, great. Okay, so nothing really to look into here. And so when I ask a little bit further, I hear then, well, you know, my mother was so busy. She wasn't really available when I was stressed or anxious. I just didn't want to bother her. Or, you know, my father always said, I'm, you know, so smart, I'm so capable, I can reach any goal I want to set myself. And they put a lot of pressure on me because I didn't want to let them down. I didn't want to disappoint my parents. So now we are already having a whole different concept of childhood, a concept of, well, being often, you know, left alone with the emotional challenges, having to somehow figure out things without the parental guidance. And on the other hand, there is then also that, you know, that stress, that pressure of having to be special or having to meet expectations that may early on already have felt like a conditional acceptance, a conditional love. And AI wouldn't find that out, because an AI wouldn't ask those questions. It wouldn't really go any deeper. It wouldn't, you know, see the blind spots. And so again, this is where a human interaction, a lived experience really makes a big difference. Now, an AI also is in many ways a flattering and, you know, very supportive machine. And they're built for people to not just, you know, feel like, whoa, you're telling me that I'm wrong. No, that's not, I don't want to hear you anymore. I don't want to go to you anymore. They are built for people to go back over and over again. And so, you know, being always, you know, complimentary, always telling someone that, yes, you're on the right track. No, don't let other people talk you out of this. Well, that's what they do. So there is no real critical element. There is no real awareness of the AI that a person sometimes needs to have a reality check, needs to, you know, be told, wait a second, you are right now going way off in the wrong direction. The AI doesn't necessarily want to, again, challenge you for what you're doing, telling you, well, you're spending way too much time talking to me. Don't you have a family to take care of? Don't you have a job to go to? No, it is just like its own little universe that you partake in, and eventually you get totally pulled into it, and it's hard to find a way out. And that, you know, dopamine rush you're getting from someone who always says, well, brilliant idea, well, very good question, well, I think this is exactly the way you should do it. Well, that feeling is, of course, something a lot of people are missing. And if you are struggling with, you know, mental health issues, of course, that feels good. That's why the AI as a mental health coach or therapist is almost dangerous, because it can really pull you in and get you onto the completely wrong track.